new series. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to the Gospel of Mark. Gospel of Mark. Everybody's got digital Bibles. Everybody say amen, would you?
Amen.
All right, you guys got real quiet. You know, we kind of jiggled things around today, and so we're gonna get back on track. I hope you are planning on leaning into the Lord today, that you came expecting, because I'm believing that God has something for you. Mark chapter 1, we're going to read two verses, then skip down to chapter 9. Bible says, again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake while all the people were along the shore at the water's edge. He taught them many things by parables. And then skipping down to verse 9, he says, then Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you give us ears to hear, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you give us brains that comprehend your glory. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you come to this place this morning. Lord, that you are good, mighty, and awesome, Lord, that you enlighten us, that you guide us and direct us, Lord, that you call us out of darkness into light, that you help us to understand you, Lord, that we can be transformed in our lives. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
We're going to talk about the sower today, the parable of the sower. And so to warm us up on that, I'm going to tell you about my mom. And my mom is a gardener. My mom is a gardener because she has a garden. If you call her today, say, what are you doing, Mom? She'll probably say, oh, out in the garden, because that is her focus. She'll be watering. She'll be weeding. She'll be doing picking. She'll be doing all kinds of stuff. But we're closed on Thanksgiving. That's because we're going to be up in Fresno. I'm going to go visit my mom. And say, Mom, what do we got? And she'll say, I don't know. Let's take a look and see what we have in the garden. Because she's always got something. Because the garden is her focus. That's the way it's supposed to be in the kingdom. A focus on the crop. If you're a believer, you're supposed to have a crop. The title of today's message is called Kingdom Crop. As we move into this new series, Leaning Into the Lord. Today we're going to talk about the parable of the sower, and it comes in two parts. We are going to take a look at this farmer who is casting out seed. And Jesus says, you need to pay attention. He says, there is something for you today in this story. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. The question becomes today, as we come to this message of the Lord, is what are you going to do with this message? Now, some of you aren't going to do anything with it. As we take a look at the parable of the sower and the parable of the seeds, a lot of the seeds don't do anything. I hope the message of the Lord that goes in you today does something. We're going to take a look at this parable, and actually the teaching comes in two parts. The first part is the parable is talking about the seed going out. And the second part is all about the response. What you do with the message. What you do with the message of the kingdom of the Lord. Because the message is intended to be a focus in our lives. My mom, if there is some plant in her garden that's not doing anything, she rips it out. And she plants something brand new. Because everything's supposed to produce. Jesus wants us to work it out. Today we're going to talk about a kingdom crop. Amen? Amen?
Amen?
All right, all right, all right. All right, this is the whole shooting match right here. We're going to do the whole proverb in this first reading. And the seed is the message of the kingdom. All right, he taught them many things by parables, not just the sower. There's a lot of stuff that's going on here. And in his teaching he says, listen. Pay attention. This is important. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked out the plants so that they did not bear grain. And still other seed fell on soil, and it came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. And Jesus says, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Message needs to get out. Sower, sowing his seed. This is what it would have been like. This is called broadcasting seed, where you would just have a basket or a bag of seed, and you would just be casting it out. And Jesus tells us that the message, or the seed, is indeed the message of the Lord, and that that seed needs to get out. He's going to show his disciples how to farm, because he doesn't have any farmers in the group. He's got some fishermen. He's got a tax collector. He's got a zealot. And he's got a traitor. All of them except for Judas are going to learn how to farm. They're going to learn how to cast out that seed. They're going to learn how to grow a crop, a kingdom crop. And that is what we're supposed to have as we become members of the kingdom of God. And I'm wondering this morning, how's your crop? Do you have one? Is one growing? Last week we talked about your message. We talked about the who, what, when, and where of when you gave your life to the Lord. The Lord gives you a story so that he can fill up the kingdom, so that you can have a crop. I was so blessed on Monday to be able to cast out a little bit of seed. Who, what, when, and where. That seed fell flat. There was some excitement that day, but it petered out during the week. How'd you do? Did you have an opportunity to share your story? I hope you did. Let's continue reading. All right, we're taking a look at verses 10 to 13, because not everyone's going to get it, all right? Talks about when, who said, was that you, William? I'm going to get you lunch right there, bro. All right. He was there alone. When he was alone, the 12 and others. Now, it wasn't just the 12. It wasn't just the one parable, and it wasn't just the 12. There were some other disciples that were along with them other than the 12, and they asked him about the parables. And he told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but those on the outside, everything is told in parables, so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Then Jesus said to them, don't you understand this parable? How then will you be able to understand any parable? People on the outside aren't going to get it. He says that the secret of the kingdom is given to the disciples. And you might be wondering, what's the secret? I want to know the secret. Well, the secret is something that had not been revealed before. The secret, is we've been reading about this, we've been reading along in the daily reading, the secret is that the kingdom of God has come near. And it was just being revealed because it had never been revealed before, because it had never been true before. That Jesus brings the kingdom of God with him, and he came near to the disciples, and that was the good news, that the kingdom of God has come near. Now, the disciples, they grabbed on. They left their lives, and they decided to follow Jesus. And as they follow Jesus, he reveals the secrets of the kingdom to them. If you come in here this morning and you surrender your life to the Lord, you grab on to faith in Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to reside in you and guide you into all truth, and he will reveal the secrets of the kingdom of God to you. To many, it's concealed because they just don't care. You know people like that. They're not interested in the message of our Lord. They're not interested in the message of the kingdom of God. Can I get a witness on that? Here Jesus is quoting from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Be ever hearing, but never understanding. And he's referring to those who will reject the message of the kingdom of God. They respond in unbelief. That's not for me. They are outsiders. They are outsiders, and they cannot understand the supernatural message of the kingdom of God. You can't grow a crop from the outside. Can I get a witness on that? You know, I told you about my wonderful mom. Who, I mean, she's had a garden since I was a little kid. And I asked permission to tell you about my wonderful wife. My mom has a green thumb. My wife has a black thumb. I was talking with her about that permission yesterday, and she was saying, well, I have kind of a brown thumb. And I said, Lisa, you have discovered how to kill cactus. People on the outside have black hearts. They have dead hearts. There's no way that they can grow a kingdom crop. Now, we all start off dead. We all start off with nothing inside. And it's not until we grab on in faith to the message of our Lord Jesus Christ that he makes us alive in Christ. Reveals the secrets of the kingdom, puts that seed in us, and we can start bearing a crop. That crop, that kingdom crop, it's something he wants us to work out. Amen? Amen? Amen. All righty, praise the Lord. All right, the intent of the seed is a crop. And I'm going to jump to the end, and we're going to talk about the crop. Verse 20, others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, produce a crop. Some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. First requirement, having a crop, grab on. Hear that message and grab on. Then you grab onto that message, it goes down deep. And it starts growing, it bears root, it's going to come up, and it's going to bear a crop. And as the seed grows up in you and you begin to bear a crop, you stop being just dirt and you start to be a field. Amen? My uncle's a farmer. He says, look at my fields. He doesn't say, look at my dirt. He says, look at my fields. Now, we're going to grow a crop. You ever wonder what kind of crop? Well, it's going to be a kingdom crop. Jesus says it's going to be a good crop. Good tree, good crop. Say, what's going to be in a kingdom crop? Well, a kingdom crop is going to be focused on the kingdom of God. We're going to take a look at the things that are going to block your crop. These are the things in your life that are going to block your focus on the kingdom. Everybody's got a little something that's a distraction. Amen? Another thing I see here, when you get that crop, there's going to be a bunch. 30, 60, 100 times. Well, what's the difference between a decent crop, a good crop, and a great crop? How do I go from 30 to 60 to 100? Well, it takes attention, it takes focus, it takes effort. Kingdom crop. Jesus wants you to work it out. Anybody wants lunch? Thank you, George. You got lunch right there, man. All right, here we go. All right. So we got the target is the crop. We went down to verse 20. Now we're going back to verse 15. We're talking about what's going to get in the way. All right. Some people, we're talking about people here, are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan, everybody say Satan. Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. So we're going to take a look at the path, and I want you to know right off that the devil is involved. He is trying to mess you up. When there, some of you are going to come out of church today, and I'm going to say, what did I preach on? You're going to go, I got no clue. Because the devil came and took this right out of your soul. How many of you guys had a struggle getting to church today? Had a little battle. Hey, how do I get? Hey, you know why? Because the devil trying to keep you from getting this message, getting this word. He is right there trying to mess it up. You're going to tell your story to somebody you love, your kid, your spouse, your workmate, your friend. He's right there. He's going to try and steal that message right out of their hearts. Another thing that the devil does, distraction. That's why we drop the lights in here so that when something crazy goes on, you don't have to notice it so much so you won't get distracted. We try to bind every distraction. Devil, bring confusion. Right now, he's talking to you. He's saying, you don't need this. This is not for you. He doesn't have anything you need today. You just need to get out of here and get some lunch. Don't buy it. He'll try and snatch that word right out of your soul. So, how can you come in here today and lean into the Lord? How can you come in here today and be focused and try and get something and hear from the Lord? Well, what you can do is you can come in here leaning in. As you prepare this morning, as you prepare, as you become walking and say, Lord, speak to me. Do you do that? When you open the Word, if you do like Pastor Scott was recommending, you're going through that daily reading. When you open up, say, Lord, speak to me today. Lord, I need you to speak to my heart. Lord, I got surgery this afternoon, Lord. Hallelujah. Give me something I can grab onto. Lord, I had surgery last week. Give me something, Lord. Hallelujah. You might have trials. You might say, Lord, I need something from you today. You come expecting to hear from the Lord, you're going to hear from the Lord. I guarantee you. You come in here and it's a bother? Maybe not so much. You know, we got notes. Sean, you got to hold that up. Just hold that straight up until. Yeah, see that? You got, those are mini notes. Tommy, hold them notes up. Those are the maxi notes, all right? Take some notes. The Lord might speak to your heart and go, bam, write it down. Why? Because then you come out here, what did he bam me on? Write it down. Some questions. I don't know if Pastor Bob is right on this. Write it down. Ask somebody afterward. Challenges that come, interpretation that comes. Write down the questions. A couple great questions that you can ask. Where's my crop? Where is my crop? What is my crop? Do I have a crop? That's a great discussion to have at lunch. Chew on that. You know, talking about my wonderful wife's black thumb, that she says no. It's a brown thumb. And she was right. She told me yesterday, you know, it's a brown thumb because I got other stuff going on. My mom is always in her garden. And Lisa would get pulled off doing something, come back and see all her seeds laying dead on the ground. She'll be doing stuff like these Christmas boxes, passing them out to you, telling you how do you get the labels, how you do all this stuff. Need $9. If you can do the $9, great. Do all this kind of stuff. She'll do stuff like ride up to Escondido with Chun to go see Chun's son, see how he's living, where he's living, if everything is okay with it. She'll do stuff like go see a movie with Lori on Thursday night. Because me and JJ are going to watch a game. You know what she loves? She loves Teen Challenge. She loves working with Teen Challenge. Trying to put together this Chris Tomlin concert. I mean, they got the deal this weekend. If you're going to go to Chris Tomlin, it's like $40 a ticket. You want to go? She's all worried. Because that's where her focus is. Her focus is on a kingdom crop. And I'm wondering this morning where yours is. Because Jesus wants us working on a kingdom crop. Amen? Man, just got quiet there right quick. All right. Everybody say amen. All right, thanks. I just wanted to hear it. Yay. Okay. All right, challenges to your crop. Everybody's got challenges. Amen? We're going to talk about them. Verses 16 and 17, others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. We say joy? I got the joy, joy. No, that's a song. Okay. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. And so what we can see from here is that your crop, because Jesus wants everybody to have a crop, amen? Your crop comes at a high price. Rocky ground. Rocky ground is the people who hear the word and receive it with joy. They are in the church. Hallelujah. Bouncing off the walls. Yeah, I'm so happy. But they're only here for a minute. Things be coming. Persecution will come. Now, this gospel was written in the mid-50s, about 25, 22 years after the resurrection of our Lord. And there was persecution that was coming against the church. People would be killed for their faith. People's property taken. They could be arrested. They could be beaten. All kinds of things happening. Now today, in the United States, we got Christian bakers getting sued by couples, gay couples who want cakes made for their weddings. They won't do it. But there is a growing resentment. You know, there are those who would call what I'm talking about today hate speech. Don't hate on me. Don't tell me what I got going on is sin. That's hate. There are places that in Canada, there are scriptures that I could be arrested for preaching from or reading from. Arrested for reading out of the Bible. Oh, my. Jesus also mentions troubles. Pull you away from the kingdom. Peter, 1 Peter, I want to say 4:3, talks about the abuse that we receive from those people around us, our friends, our former friends, our former acquaintances, as we try and remove ourselves from lives of sin. He talks about sexual immorality, and he talks about drunkenness. Now, drunkenness include drug abuse. Now, I'll tell you what, I was hampered by drug abuse from the time I was 15 to the time I was 29. You can make it legal. You know, you can smoke weed now, it's legal, but it still mess you up. And you pull away from that and people go, oh, look at the little Christian. And they mock you and they make fun of you. Look at the Christian. And you just take your seed and throw it off. I didn't plan to get no trouble. Listen to this gospel. I figured it's going to be free. Maybe I get some benefits. And Pastor Bob better not have that sanctuary too cold. I ain't coming back. I'm not liking the color of that carpet. I might not come back. You know, you can't be a punk and be a Christian. It's tough to be a Christian. Oh, you can be a punk Christian. Go to a punk Christian church, and they just do everything you want. Because being a Christian shouldn't be a challenge to anybody. Unless, of course, you read the book. Because he says, there's trouble and there's persecution. Cause people to cast off their seed. You ain't going to have no crop if you ain't got no seed. Can I get a witness? And we're in the hood, man. We ain't got no punks in the hood, right? They all had to go to the suburbs. Can I get a witness? All right. Sorry. Who's laughing so hard? Okay, I got you. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Things that will steal your attention. Still others like seed sown among the thorns. Hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word and make that seed unfruitful. Worry, wealth, and wants. That worries of life that describes distractions that distract us from what is most important. Kingdom crop, amen? You're going to have a kingdom crop, you're going to have a kingdom focus, amen? Distractions of this world will get your eyes off. What? What will do that? Oh, my. How about some social media? Your tweets, your texts, and your feeds, and your Instagram. I don't even know what an Instagram thing is. You know, I have never, ever seen Instagram. And the young people are going, look how old he is, and he just admits to it, too. My, oh, my. But I'll tell you what, my son, he'll navigate through YouTube, and he'll spend an hour looking at two-minute little YouTube things. Now, I don't know how much depth you're going to get in two-minute little YouTube things. But it'll get your eyes off the crop. And I'll tell you what, I go on Facebook for two things. I go on there, and I put my daily devotions on there that you can go on City Heights Assembly of God, and you can read the daily reading. I go on there for the prayer, and that's it. A lot of times I don't want to go on there because I don't want to see what you guys have got on there. It is offensive. It'll tear up your crop. You broadcast that to the world. Jesus looks down from the throne room of God with nail-pierced hands. And some of you broadcast filth on your page. And you might say, well, I didn't write it. Well, what? I don't know how you copy it or you like it or whatever. Turn that garbage off. Make my life easy. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you for that. I'm going to buy you all lunch. Hallelujah. If you're a visitor today, I just want to let you know, everybody gets lunch. I just play this little lunch game. Well. All right, the deceit of wealth, a false impression, I just need a little bit more. It's a lie from the pit. It's a lie from the devil telling you that if you just get a little bit more, you'll be okay. You ain't never going to have enough. Lie from the pit, wants, covetousness, greed, lust, and gluttony. You got any of this? Get you off track. Devil whispering in your ear, oh, this is what you need. Just get a little bit more of this, and you're going to be happy. But you're never going to get enough. Solomon, some say one of the richest men, whoever there was. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 14. I have seen all things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. See, the enemy can get you running so quick to run right out of the kingdom. So I got to ask you today, how's your crop? Because where your focus is, there your crop is going to be. Jesus says, where your treasure is, that's your heart, that's your focus. And if you got no focus, if you're just scattered in your life, you're not going to have no crop. Fifty-one years ago, the Lord sprinkled some seed in my life. I was 6 years old. Came out of a Sunday school class. They're giving away free candy. That's the way I give away cake and candy. And a Sunday school teacher had talked about Jesus knocking on the door of my heart. And I came out of that Sunday school class and never went back because I think they quit giving away candy. I came out of that class and I said, Lord, I want to let you in my heart, but I don't know how. Seed gone, taken away by the devil. I was 15 years old, hiding from the police, crying out to God, believe me, and I will serve you. And some seed came my way. And the thorns of life choked it out. Drugs and alcohol. 29 years old, walking down the street. Told you this story last week. Said, God, you can have my life. I have destroyed it. And seed came my way. And that seed went down deep and took root. And for the last 29 years of my life, I've been working on a crop. How you doing? How's your crop? Jesus wants you to work it out. At least you can come up. Do you have a crop? There's several people in here this morning don't want one. And if you don't want a crop, if you're not interested, if you have rejected that message, there's nothing I can do for you. We got lunch coming up. I don't know, 5-10 minutes. That's as good as I can do for you today. Now, maybe you don't got a crop and you really want one. You got to ask yourself, you got any seed? Because you don't got any seed, you can want all day long. Mm-hmm. And you ain't going to get no crop. You say, Lord, I so want to be part of the kingdom. Lord, I so want to give my life to you. Lord, I so want to be transformed. Lord, I am so desirous of some seed in my life. Maybe you don't got a crop because you tossed your seed off. You're thinking, maybe I'm going to ask the Lord. Lord, I need some more seed. Well, I'm sorry to tell you that the answer is not going to be an automatic yes. What? See, Jesus knows if you're just going to toss it off again. The Bible says don't cast your pearls before swine. It says here that, you know, the message, some ain't going to get it. And you can ask all day long. And you take that seed and just leave it out there, let the birds come. Ain't coming your way. But if it were me, I'd take a risk. I'd say, oh, please, God. Please, God, I'm not going to let it go to waste, Lord. Give me some seed, Lord. Give me a shot, Lord. I was dumb, Lord. I got distracted. That's the other thing. What's choking out your seed? What do you got in your life? Because we all, I don't got my phone on me. We all got something that can get in the way of our crop. You know, my mom, say, Mom, it's her birthday. I got some tickets to the sing-along thing what's the name of that thing? Sound of Music, yeah. Mom, it's your birthday. Come on out. It's her 80th birthday. But she got to take care of my uncle, and she's still got that garden, you know. She modifies her travel trips because of her garden. See, we need to modify our travel trips for the kingdom of God, for that crop, right? What do you got in your life? And I'm believing that God is speaking to a bunch of folks here today. Say, man, this is a problem right here. This right here is getting in front of your crop. Can I get a witness? Maybe you come in here this morning, you got 30. And you want more. How do I get to 60? How do I get to 100? More attention, more focus, more effort. Only way. See, kingdom crop, Jesus wants you to work it out. And it takes work. No work, no focus, no effort. Seed just died. We're going to be a field, amen? I'm going to pray short. Or I'm just going to say a short prayer. The worship team's going to come up here. You're here this morning. You're here this morning. You came in here as the path. The devil has been stealing this message over and over and over again. And it has come in this morning, and you are saying, I don't want to leave like the path no more. I want to leave a field. I want to leave with some seed down deep in my soul. I want to be transformed in my existence, Lord. I want you to come, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Take a shot on me, Lord. I am laying it all out for you, Lord. You asked for everything for me, Lord. You gave everything on the cross for me, Lord. I am ready, Lord. I am ready, Lord. I'm ready to change my focus, change my purpose, change my attention, Lord. That's you this morning. It's the only prayer we're going to have. That's you this morning. Say, Lord, come unto me, Lord. Change me. Save me, Lord. I'll give you my love. I'm going to turn from sin. I'm going to line up on you. Nobody looking around. That's you this morning.